Happy birthday to Joey Santiago, guitarist with the Pixies. Actually, just Pixies. Some bands have the, some bands don't. Just Pixies. Very influential band from the very late 80s and early 90s. It broke up, since reformed. I think they're still out. They're out now, actually, doing some touring. Frank Black, the frontman for Pixies. Joey Santiago played guitar and had a very distinctive tone. Pixies, very influential. Nirvana, Weezer, Radiohead, I think all would say influenced by some of the stuff Pixies did. And those first two, maybe three albums, really fantastic. We did a Political Beats episode a while back on Pixies with Christian Schneider, who's been involved in Wisconsin politics also with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, now works for the College Fix. He's been a guest time or two here with me as I fill in on the Steve Gruber Show. Joey Santiago birthday. He turns 55 years old today. Pixies. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And again, find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Watching the big storm approaching, already getting wet down here in Hillsdale. Lots of rain down in the southern part of the state. Wintry mix and ice toward Lansing in the more central part of the state. And then up north in the lower peninsula up north, could see 8 inches plus of snow. Dangerous travel conditions virtually all over. We'll talk much more with Jim Geyer from WLNS-TV in Lansing in hour three about what and when you can expect it, but certainly be advised, travel this weekend might be a little icky. That's a technical word, by the way. It's icky to be out there this weekend. Nancy Pelosi yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, still has not given the indictment, passed the House indictment on, I'm sorry, the articles of impeachment on to the Senate. No specific timeline. People tend to think it might happen soon. She was asked about it yesterday, and here's her answer. You'll hear the reporter off mic first, and then Nancy Pelosi speaking. This is yesterday Q&A with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
No, I'm not holding them indefinitely. I'll send them over when I'm ready. And that will probably be soon. I just, you know, he said, if you don't send them over, I'm going to pass the Mexico-U.S. Canada trade agreement. Okay. But we want to see what they're willing to do and the manner in which they will do it. But we will not let them say, oh, this is just like Clinton's fair share. It's not. Documents, documentation, witnesses, facts, truth. That's what they're afraid of.
That wasn't that the House's job? The very last part. If you didn't hear the beginning, she said she will not hold them indefinitely and she'll transmit them soon. That last part, though, facts, witnesses, truth. Was that not the responsibility of the House? Certainly the Senate might play into it, but Nancy Pelosi presided over an impeachment hearing in the House. Put people in charge. Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, others who could have called witnesses, found the facts, did all those things she just talked about. So she says she will soon transmit the articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Some pressure from even some Democrats to quit delaying the president's trial in the Senate. For a number of reasons, from a Democratic perspective, she's stepping all over the messaging. What was the messaging about impeachment? President's bad guy. President's conducted illegal activities. The president quid pro quo, bribery, you know, all those things. And he's got to be removed immediately. We can't wait for the election of 2020. He has to be removed now. That was the narrative. By holding back the impeachment charges for what now? Nearly a month? At least? Somewhere in that range? Kind of stepping, you know, we forget, you know, writ large, we forget what the details are, and now all we talk about is the delay. I'm not sure Democrats want to be talking about a delay rather than what they actually think or accuse the president of doing. So that's one thing. And the other issue that Democrats are going to have, especially those running for president, is that the impeachment trial is going to step all over the campaigns of some of these candidates running for president. Big Politico story this morning. Elizabeth Warren anecdote to start off. She's been in Iowa recently, did a 3.5 hour selfie line, although they're not selfies because they're but she's going to have to go back to the impeachment trial. Politico reporting the standoff between the House and the Senate on Trump's impeachment trial, creating a massive headache for the five Democratic senators running for president. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett still running? Michael Bennett is still running. And Cory Booker cannot skip a historic impeachment trial for the campaign trail, so they look to be set to be stuck in Washington during the climax of the long race for Iowa and New Hampshire. Some beginning to concede they will be at a disadvantage, while supporters of Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden see an opportunity for their candidates to have the stage all to themselves as the impeachment trial begins. During the trial, the Senate is expected to be in for 6 days a week rather than its usual four. That logistics alone will throw the early state advantage to perhaps Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, Tom Steyer, who's rocketing up the polls. We'll talk about this in the next hour, maybe the third hour. Tom Steyer doing very well in some polling now. The closely bunched top tier of the nomination fight could make the early states less significant, Politico says. Maybe. The trial could conclude before the February 3rd Iowa caucuses. Maybe. But retail campaigning is key in those states. Iowa's senators visit all 99 counties each year. New Hampshire has just 1.3 million residents to meet, fewer than other early states. And being on the ground has its advantages, no doubt. So Nancy Pelosi, in addition to all the rest, now also perhaps throwing a monkey wrench. And it's not as if this is a surprise. This was talked about through even the entire House process, that the timing of this could really wreck the campaigns, or at least disturb the campaigns of some of the leading candidates. They went forward with it anyway. And we'll see how it actually impacts things in Iowa and New Hampshire. Scott Bertram on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy and the MAB.